Good morning, Big Town Man. What a day. Now, I fixed up a... I mounted a desk lamp up on the wall, and what happened, you see, is there's... I'll use this. Let's just say, I want to test this. Yes, it's around the right way. Backwards. Say that's the light, the LED light, it's sort of close enough. Well, inside that, that's inside a little housing. Well, that LED light is inside like a little housing, you know, sort of like that. You know? Also, you know. And because the inside of the housing is white, was white. Itchy eyebrows. The light hits the side of the inside of the housing, and then you see it sort of, it sort of goes like that, and then sort of fucking out. So you get a, you don't see the light itself, but you see the really bright inside of the housing. So I thought, well, this is really just a night light, so that I've modified it to be a night light with a 5-watt LED. And so I decided I don't want to be lighting up the room with the light that reflects off the side. I want to go for a red. I want to go for a warm white 5-watt light. And what's the words? And I want all the sort of side reflection type stuff to be very sort of subdued, and red is a good colour for night light type stuff, you know. And anyway, that's why everything looks so red. Ah! It worked. But now, what I found is the dynamic range, the red, the intensity of the red is outside of the camera and the filtering to sort of make everything look nice and white, so I've had to tilt the camera up so you can see me, you know, not in the fucking super deep red. Anyway, that is what I've made. I couldn't get 3cc syringes, you know, and I just happened to have 3 diameters of silicon tubing. So I cut them to length and sleeved them, and I put a bit of silicon sealant in there. See that? Okay. Now, right, let's assume that the pen you can see there's about half ink has gone in the reservoir. See there? So I estimate I'd be getting, say, 20 or 30 pages from a disposal pen that can be refilled infinitely. So, where did I put it? All right, so that's long enough to fit over there to seal the pen and to clear the nib and adjust. All right. And I couldn't, it's not, things are not good or bad quite often, they're just compromises. Now, I did, would rather have used a 3cc syringe to go straight inside that big tube, you know, the larger part, but I can't. But what I've now got is I've got a 10cc syringe, and let's just, not accounting for the volume and air spaces and all this sort of stuff, right? But if this, it's about, if this holds 1.5 mil of ink right in there, and then this is expanded out to about 11 or 12 cc, that means that when I suck the air out, I suck the air out of the reservoir and then pump the ink in, well, when refilling it, that means I've got, what's the words? When the ink is fed to it, when the ink is fed to it, atmospheric pressure of around about 12 psi will push the ink from there into the reservoir. And so I can just keep doing that until the fucking thing is full. And I thought, well, I've been dying. I just like to fuck with things, you know. But this is the ink I designed, and it's good for, say, 3,000 years. You know. In fact, oh, I won't get too silly. So, yeah, it's about, I forget the numbers, but it was like, say if the atmospheric pressure is 100, we'll just round things up and down, because I fucking hate little details when they're not necessary, you know. So let's say the atmospheric pressure is 100 kPa, you know, all the air and pressing down on us are sea level, right? We'll say it's 100 kPa. Well, kilopascals. Well, that's in metric. I think it was about 12 kPa. So there's about 88 kPa of atmospheric pressure in metric, and 88 kPa pushing the ink in. So having the larger, you know, that ratio from there. Oh, fuck, where is it? Having that ratio from there out to there, it pulls a much deeper vacuum. So what we're going to do, is we get, there we go. My super duper eternity ink. I actually designed this ink for dipping pens, but anyway. So what we're going to do, it sucks it all out. Well, now that ink chamber is officially empty. You can see it. So that's sucking all the air out. Wow. Fuck, that was easy. Mr. Fucking Tight Ass. Wow, that's chockers. And all of that ink went in. Fuck, that's good. I better recap it, because this is... Oh, what's the words? All right, let's give it a test run. Because I think I used... All right, the test run. Okay. Fucking brilliant. Because my formulation of ink, I designed it to last forever, so it has ink is basically composed of, say, four parts. One is the colouring, and that can be a dye, or it can be a pigment, you know, like carbon black. Then there's the solvent, or the solute, that the pigment is or dye is dissolved, is mixed in with. Then there's a wetting agent, which stops water beading on plastic or metal parts. It means it can flow across the surface. And then there's the binder, which glues the dye or the pigment, especially the pigment, it glues the pigment into the paper fiber matrix, you know. I'll just pause this for a second. Oh, some water. Beautiful water. Now, got to yeah, this is well. You can see there, how the ink flows out the nib and into the paper fibers, right? Fuck, pens are good. I like writing instruments. I like pens. I like pencils. I like fucking ink. I think this is the red or black. So this is what it looks like first time. But what this does, we'll show you this. Got a tinge of fucking blue in it from the last ink, but see, it flows into the paper. This is the actual blotting paper that comes with this ink. So, yeah. So that actually feels, this is like double layered toilet paper. Except it's got a sort of surface layer. You know, those I'm bleeding bullshit type pads that women wear. You know, so you get the surface layer of paper fibre, and then all the blood and shit soaks into the pad. And then it's got an impervious backing on the back so you don't get blood stains in your fucking pants. In your underwear and shit. Well, anyway. Yeah, so now, now I have about 70 trillion refills. And this. And this too. This is a, this has a, you can tell by the way it's sort of dried or sort of kind of dried. But now I have about 70 trillion refills. And I've got a really fucking good thing to use to refill the pens with. It works. No, Jack! I don't hate the cats. But they're kind of like, it can be kind of annoying, you know, that, you know, if, what's the words? They're like Formula One racing cars, you know, they like to come in, get a feed, a bit of dry food, bit of water, fuck off again for 30 minutes, come back, get some food, get some water, fuck off again for 30 minutes, and this shit will just go on off and all night. And now I've just gotten old and tired, you know, and it's like, if you want to go outside, have your shit, have your run round. But, you know, you're out for like at least 2 or 3 hours, and then, you know, no hassling me to go outside, you know, between when I go to bed either, you know. And if it's a good night, you can go out all night. You know, fuck that, you know. none of this row in like a Formula One car driver. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Nah, fuck that. You know, every 30 minutes. So, I think the lenses need cleaning too. I think it's the colour, the frequency. So anyway, I don't have any bright fucking light, you know. I just have the area and the keyboard lit. That's like about it. And everything else is in a diffuse red. So yeah, that's really fucking cool. Anyway, guys, and I'm just feeling the binder. What works when wicking in paper and fixing the pigment to the fibres works really well. You know, it is. It's designed to work really well. Won't give away trade secrets that anyone can discover. You know. All right, guys. Thanks. Bye.